joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 4-1 win at home against Bournemouth. Alan, what struck me the most today was that it was a real team performance. Is that what pleased you the most?
I thought for 60 minutes we were fairly average. We played better than that at Tunbridge, I think, and we probably played better than that on Tuesday night. Certainly played better than that. And, at half time, I was like, hold on a minute, you know, all right, we had the win against and stuff like that. But I sensed that 2-1, and especially 3-1, Real Kingston was coming back. I felt lively, and I thought the biggest plus was Carl Dennis coming on, who looked excellent. I know he should have scored excellent. Grizzy's not good balls in. Moore is ratting around. Hooker scored a good goal. The defence looked tighter. And I felt for 30 minutes of the game, the last 30 minutes, we were back to beat. I thought Bash was running all over shop and making tackles. The first 60 minutes didn't happen. That sometimes when you don't win on four games and a bit of pressure gets to you, especially some support as what we got, the tension does build up, like it did at half time when I walked out and the lads having a crack at me and having a moon at Simon Hooker. So I will have to say, like, listen, we just got to settle down and have a bit of confidence and realise what good players we are. And I thought the last 30 minutes we were excellent, and back to our own self.
You mentioned Carl Wilson-Dennis in there. I think when he was warming up, a lot of people assumed that it was Jolly who would go off to be replaced by him. But you pulled Dino off instead, and Jolly paid dividends with a massive, massive important goal.
We went with Pierce to get behind their back four, and Lodgy done that last week. Scored a good goal, so went with Pierce. I think something is when Carl plays, he gets his balls up in the end, it's always a battle. We went the other way. I thought Carl don't come on, and Lodge was okay, quiet, I suppose, in front two, but done okay. Then I thought Carl come on, he got stronger and he held the ball up well for her and he should have scored, and it was back to Carl Dennis. So I'm hoping that's him done for the end of the season now, and back in and doing well. That's not to say Lodgy won't be. He's having fits and starts this season. But I didn't think we weren't really turning that much. But it truly matters. I said at half time, Adam Thompson's back in the team, and I have said that from day one. If we get Thompson back in the team, to stiffen our back three up, we won't be too far away. And I felt the day that he was a man of match by a million miles. Did he get man of match? Did Thompson? No. Well, I thought he was our best player by a million miles.
Did anyone epitomise, apart from Thompson, the desire to win more than Mo Harkin?
The first half I would have said yes. Because one thing we said at half time is when things aren't going quite well and we're not passing the ball that well and we're not creating that many chances, what you got to do, you got to have some enthusiasm about you and go out there and have a right go. So I thought ability will take care of itself, but I did think we weren't enthusiastic enough, to be honest, except for Adam Thompson. When I went second, yes I did, I thought Moore was excellent second half, and I thought, well, to be honest, I thought for the team we done very well for 30-35 minutes, which I'm hoping that's back to us best. We've got a lot of rest, which other clubs haven't got now. So we'll kick on, and I think we're safe now, can't we? Kind of get relegated. So there I go. I'll be asking Malcolm if I can bother his filler and go with Anderson Travels and let Hamzy and Taylor get on with it now, you know.
Rob Tolf, we had a moment to forget on Tuesday. Yeah. What a great save he made at 2-1 to keep us in the game.
Ah, he would do it. It wasn't even a problem. We didn't think about it. Some of the lads took a mick out. When you're in a changing room with like Sir Tom and Matt Gray, you're not going to get that much sympathy, to be honest. So I sense that if I thought it was going too far or over the top, I would have. But I think Tolf's enjoys that sort of thing. He's come back. I knew he would. There's no problem how he come back. So he's absolutely fine.
Bobby Train doesn't score too many goals with his head, but what a great goal it was after just 5 minutes today.
It was a great goal, great ball in by Matty Gray, great header. Really pleased with that. I thought it was an excellent goal all round. Yeah.
And Matt Gray, I think he set up three of the goals, didn't he? His deliveries from set pieces are fantastic.
Oh no, when he's like that, if we can get him fitter, when he's like that, he takes some stopping because his deliveries. Like, we scored three of the four goals. What excellent goals, idea. Jolly's strike was an excellent strike. You look at Bobby's header, great balling, great header, like, you know. Dukes us off, I suppose, off a little set play, but the goals we scored today were really good goals. I really thought that, like, you know. So we just got to keep them up and down, and it's been a good day at the office. I didn't think it was 4-1 by any means. I think that covers a few, but it doesn't cover cracks. It doesn't. That's a good thing about the day. It hasn't covered any cracks, because I thought when we are playing like that and we're enthusiasm and we're hunting downs and twos and threes and winning the ball like we were in the last 25-30 minutes, and I thought there's nobody better than us, in my opinion, in the league. When we don't do that, then like anybody else in the league, you become beatable, and that's what we've got to get, a bit more consistency back. And we've got 10 games to go, 30 points to play for, so there's a lot of points to play for at the minute.